Okay, this is another short talk from the Barcamp Open Science, and in front of me is Ingo Keck. You held a session in the morning already about the pain points of open science in general. Before we actually get to the topic, could you shortly introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Ingo Keck. I'm a physicist. I was working in data science, and now I founded an open science publisher on the blockchain, which is called Moringa Science Publishing, moringa.pub.
Great. What was your motivation to talk about the pain points instead of the good points?
Well, I was also talking about the good points because I had two sessions. First session was about the pain points, and the second session was about the fun in open science. Yeah. Again. Just came out of the fun sessions, and it was amazing what people see as fun in open science. There's a lot of fun in open science.
Okay.
And the reason why I had the pain point session was that I wanted to learn how we can change the whole situation of science to make it more transparent. Because I found out that lots of people actually want to be more open, more transparent, and they're kind of stopped by stuff. And I wanted to find out what are these pain points. Where are the points where people feel the pain?
So, what are these?
Well, actually, I need to have a quick look because now I'm overwhelmed by the fun in open science.
I mean, you already mentioned in the morning that the session itself was kind of going into a different direction than you actually expected, right?
Yeah. So, my idea was actually getting to the pain points from researcher perspective. But what turned out is that I had people from administration in the room, from libraries, researchers, publishers, so I got the pain points from everyone. And it was much better than the thing I had in mind.
Are they kind of similar or matching, or do they actually have all of these individual groups have their own pain points?
No, they're quite similar. So one pain point is that people don't talk to each other, that there are lots of architectural blockades in organizations, why people don't talk to each other, like there's a lot of stress and competition and fear in researchers, but also in administration, in public administration, for example. What else? Pain point that researchers see themselves being in a research bubble, so they don't have contact to the outside world, for example, and that people are not aware that open science is an effort, they don't see a strategy that's going to help open science. They're missing transparency when they're doing science. They're actually blocked from being transparent. Yeah, there are more or less the pain points, and we found out that the reasons behind these pain points are not that many. It's missing of funding and a lack of awareness of what's going on and the high level of competition we now have in science, and that leads to fear and that they're missing strategy.
Okay, so let's look at the good issues then. What are actually what is the fun aspect?
Well, we found lots of fun aspects. So one aspect is, for example, the possibility to socialize with open science. Another fun is that people are actually higher valued by the public than by their peers. So if they show their research to other peers, they get criticized. But if they show it to the general public, like being transparent, they found, oh, people are actually interested in what I'm doing. And that's always fun if you feel valued, for example.
So it's actually some kind of reward that yes. They actually get already from being more openly and doing open science practices, even though it's not as widely common as the classical closed processes.
Yeah, and actually what we realized is that open science is actually more humane or more human than traditional science. So it takes care of the stuff you need as a scientist, to socialize with other people, to explain your ideas to other people, to mingle with other people, to be more interdisciplinary, all that kind of stuff. And I was really surprised how much fun there is already in open science. I didn't really think about that in the first step, but it was great. And in the end, we even made a video. Everyone shook the video why open science is fun for him. And cool stuff.
Cool, that sounds great. And it actually fits very well to another session, which was about short-term incentives of doing open science. So we hope that these motivational and rewarding aspects of open science will become more and more popular and more people actually tend to do open science, right?
Yeah, sure. And also, you don't get people to do open science if you say, yeah, you need to be idealistic. I know it's complicated, but you need to be idealistic. No, you get people to do open science because it's fun for them and because they like what you're doing.
Great. Thanks, Ingo.
Thank you very much.